you say, how am I going to run that last mile home? The same way that Elijah outran Ahab, the hand of the Lord came upon him. You can do it. You can make it. I feel like telling you, you can make it. I'm not going to say you can do it in yourself. You know I don't preach that type of stuff. But if the hand of the Lord will come on you and the strength of the Lord comes on you, he will help you to make it. And if you rely upon God, there ain't no way you can fail. No, you can't. Not if you're relying on God. Now, if you get some distance between you and God, that's a different story. I want to read from Hebrews chapter 10, and I preached from this scripture last Sunday night, and I didn't quite get through with it, but I sure felt the blessing of the Lord while I was preaching. It's kind of one of those scriptures I'd meditated on and never could quite get notes wrote out, and I had more thoughts in my mind, but it just seemed to grow on that first couple of points I had. So at any rate, I felt like going and preaching a little bit more from it here tonight. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32, he said, call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated, after ye got saved, ye endured a great fight of affliction. Pretty hard trial right after you got saved. Partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, in other words, people was making fun of you, both by reproaches and afflictions. I'll tell you, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words hurt anyway. But they had words and afflictions, the Bible says, and partly whilst ye become companions of them that were so used. In other words, it wasn't just because of your testimony, but it's because you connected with some they's wanting to beat up on. All right? For ye had compassion of me in my bonds when I was in prison. You had compassion on me. You didn't forsake me. And took joyfully. Now, that word right there don't seem to belong, but it does. Oh, it does. Some people wonder, am I going to make it? I tell you what, God can help you make it and be joyful in circumstances you shouldn't be joyful about. Hey, well, that don't make sense, Brother Lloyd. I'm not telling you that this is earthly stuff. This is heavenly stuff. And took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. Yeah. Something happened. They tore up their houses. They burnt their furniture. They did something. They spoiled their goods. Cause why? Because they was evil, wicked, rotten people? No, because they's Christians. Amen. You took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Hallelujah. I want to preach again on cast not away, therefore, your confidence, or keep your confidence, keeping your confidence. And you know, I think we've got a great youth choir. I thought they sung really good tonight. How many of y'all say amen to that? Amen. They sung really good, and I appreciate the youth choir for doing what they do. You know, I'd like to see some of them with a little more confidence singing out. And maybe we could help them with that and smile and raise their hands and stuff, you know. I tell you, it can be an intimidating thing if you look out and you wonder if anybody really likes what you're singing about. Amen. I know y'all like it, don't you? I know you do. Let the youth choir hear you say amen. I know you like it. But listen, young people, you got to get confident enough that what you're singing about and who you're singing about is so wonderful and good that you'd be willing to sing about that and sing about him and lift him up and sing about the Christian life if nobody's helping you. Amen. And I know I saw there's several folks helping you here tonight. Boy, I'm telling you, they was behind you. They really was. My point is, you need to keep your confidence, young people. We're behind you, God's behind you, and you're doing good. You just sing out from the depths of your heart the glorious praises of God. How many say amen again? Oh, glory to God. That you know as well as I do, confidence helps a whole lot. Now, again, I'm not for this self-help type confidence. I scowl at that stuff right there. All it is just a bunch of pride. Amen. I don't like it one bit. But I'll tell you, there is a confidence in God that's a blessing. Now, y'all remember last Sunday night I preached on a confidence that's not of God, but the confidence that they had was that there was a God and that the Bible was true and their experience was true. Amen. Glory to God. And so we can be confident that there is a real God, and we can be confident that the Bible is true, and that our experiences with God is true as well. But you know, I realize that the devil hinders us, and sometimes even people may hinder us. I'll have to admit it happens. And even the Apostle Paul had certain situations where that people tried to make things worse. In Philippians 1, it says here in verse 14, "And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear." They got bold because Paul was confident and willing to suffer for what he had. And then he goes on to another class of people I don't understand. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. Now, I don't understand that. But there are some people so envious and so jealous, they would love to make somebody look bad some way, any way they can do it. Any way they can do it. I just can't understand that. But this is what I want to show you. He says, "What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. I therefore do rejoice." Amen. In other words, I'm not going to let them fellas that's being mean to me bug me. I still am going to rejoice. Amen. I'm proud of those that's doing it for the right reason. And these other fellas ain't going to bug me. I'm going to rejoice because Christ, you ain't going to intimidate me. That's what he's saying. You ain't going to intimidate me. I'm going to keep on rejoicing in God. And friend, I'll just tell you what you need to do is whatever hindrances come in your life and try to destroy your faith in God, hey man, you just need to rejoice anyway. What did he say? What then? Maybe, I don't know, but you think he's saying, so what? Amen. One preaches of sincerity and the other of contention. So what? I'm going to rejoice anyway. You're not going to make me back down. You're not going to cause me, amen, to give up my faith in Christ. I'm going to praise God anyhow. Amen. Oh, I tell you, that's exactly the way we have to do it. And I realize, friend, that we may be entering into a place of greater persecution in America, but whatever happens, you can't cast away your confidence. You got to stay confident and rejoicing in the Lord no matter what. Amen. Now, Paul, you may not feel like I'm the best fella to preach that to you, but Paul is a better fella than me, because he sure suffered a whole lot than I have. Amen. And he said, I'm going to keep on rejoicing. I'm going to keep on praising God. Amen. And here he had some folks in Hebrews. Amen. And they were at that time being intimidated. Y'all remember that? And so he said, amen, well, I'm about to lose it. I've been meditating and memorizing that scripture. Amen. And it says, cast not, therefore, away your confidence. Cast not away because of all this. He reminded them of the great fight of affliction they've already been through, and how God was with them in such a way that they was able to rejoice. They was able to rejoice even when their houses got plundered, even when their money got plundered. They was able to rejoice. That's the grace of God for the moment, friend. Amen. So Paul says, I'm going to take you back to not too long ago, after you got saved, and everything's supposed to be fine and good after you get saved, right? I'll tell you, that's not the way it was. They got illuminated. Then there was a great fight of affliction. Amen. They got saved and they lost a bunch of stuff. Amen. Oh, yes. They got saved. But you know, the grace of God was with them in that trial right there, to the point that they could still rejoice, just like the Apostle Paul rejoiced in the prison, even when people, even with folks preaching Jesus Christ was being mean to him, he was still rejoicing. And these folks here had the grace of God to rejoice in a great trial. Let me tell you something, the devil does not have anything that can destroy the praise of the church of the living God if we focus upon what God has done for us. Hallelujah. Now, Paul didn't just take them back to when they were saved and he said, all right, let's rejoice about salvation. He said, I want you to remember how God saw you through that trial and how God gave you praise. I know, listen, most of the time we praise him because we're out of the trial. But that's not the way these people were. They rejoiced and had joy in the midst of their plundering, in the midst of their problems, just like Paul and Silas in the jail cell, rejoicing in the midst of their problem, rejoicing when chains was on their arms, rejoicing when the whip had been upon their back, rejoicing in pain and suffering. Yes. Let me tell you, the devil can't stop the praise of God's people when they realize how great he is and how wonderful that he is. And so I'm preaching to you, you need to look back to the past to be more confident. Has God saw you through a trial before? Brother Shaw, has there ever been a downtime in your life?
My Lord.
Did God see you through it?
Yes, he did.
Ooh, glory to God. Amen. And if God saw him through it then, you think God can help him right now? Hallelujah. And it may not be as bad now as it was. I'm telling you, he may have had a perfect day. But I'm preaching to you, everyone here that's been saved for a while, amen, has a testimony of a trial of affliction that God brought you through. And sometimes you felt his presence so close and so tender. It just like that song Brother Wasey was singing, every heartache and every trial, I'd do it all again. Hallelujah. Why? Because God was there with you. Now, I understand you wouldn't want the pain and the suffering of it all, but you want God, don't you? Hallelujah. I'm just going to ask you, has God saw you through anything before? Amen, Brother Robert, has God gave you direction before? Oh, I know he has. Glory to God. Brother Danny, has God healed you before? Oh, glory to God. I know he has. Has God gave anybody the victory before? Well, you can be confident. Cast not away the confidence that you've got. I understand that that may even have a little bit of a background in the way the soldiers back in that day had their shield. Hey, man, you remember that shield of faith that Paul talked about in Ephesians 6? Hey, man, that shield that they had had leather and wood and leather and wood, and it was a great big shield. It was almost like a door. Hey, man, it's so big, but they needed that shield when that the enemy was shooting their arrows and fiery darts, amen, at them. It would sink into this shield and the leather would smother the fire. Amen. Look at that shield. There's many arrow points that was meant for my destruction. Look at that shield. What about you? Is there many arrows that have been stuck in your shield of faith? Amen. How many, amen, have went deep in there, but the shield of faith quenched those fires. Amen. Quenched the enemy's desires. Amen. Yes. But this casts not away your confidence. Have the idea that the Spartans would used to say, amen, either die by your shield, amen, or fight with your shield, or be carried home on your shield dead. But don't cast away your shield. Don't cast away your shield. And I'm preaching to you here tonight. Amen. Don't cast away your confidence that you got. Amen. It's going to quench the arrows and the fiery darts of the evil, wicked one that comes against you. The temptation, the blows of iniquity that would come to destroy you. Yeah, you got to look back and see this shield has absorbed a lot of fire. Yeah, that's what he said. But he didn't just say look back. He also said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath a great recompense or reward. He said look forward. Amen. It may be bad now, but don't stop believing God, because he has a reward. Now there's an immediate reward. Amen. I don't know if I've got the confidence to try to quote this, amen, but I think it says something along the line, amen, ye are in need of patience. Oh, now I know y'all wished I'd dismissed before I mentioned that word. You're in need of patience. Isn't that what he's saying? Let me read it. I better read it. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. He said, listen, there's a promise ahead. There's a past that you rejoiced about, but there's a promise ahead. And you know, all you're going to need to get there is a little patience and a little obedience. And after you obey and believe and persist and are patient, the promise will come. Hallelujah. Has anybody had a promise that they had to obey God to see its fulfillment? The disciples had a promise. The Holy Ghost is going to come. But what did they have to do? Tarry until you're endued with power from on high. The promise was there. Well, the Holy Ghost is coming, don't matter what I do. No. Tarry, patience. Where? Jerusalem. Until obedience. Amen. But you know what? The day of Pentecost came because they patiently waited until the promise came. You say, well, God gave me a promise. It's going to happen no matter what. Wait a second. You need to obey. And you need to not get so impatient. You know, when Paul was speaking to the people on that ship, do you remember? He said, an angel, amen, from the God that I serve stood by me this night and said that we're not anybody's going to die. He said, now we're going to be cast on an island, but there's not going to be any problem. You remember that? And then some fellas tried to escape. And Paul said, wait a second. Except these abide in the ship, they will not be saved. Well, there was a promise. God said that nobody was going to lose their life. But they had to wait. They had to obey. And the promise came to pass. Isn't that right? Well, friend, I'll tell you, we've got a lot of promises here. So let's just obey. Amen. And persistently, continually, patiently wait upon the Lord and see what God does for us. Amen, because he's already working in great ways. It's an exciting time to be a part of Fairland Holiness Church, I feel like. Because God is answering prayer and healing the sick. And I also have to say to you, God is building up and bringing in people, amen, that we can reach by the grace of God with the gospel. And we've had several sinners pray just here recently. And I'm giving God the praise for it all. Hallelujah. There's a reward for fasting and praying. There's a reward for people that look to the Lord and believe. You say, but Brother Lord, I'm about to lose confidence. Don't throw that shield away. No. No, you've come through too much already to throw the shield away. Amen. Stay in the battle. Keep your shield up and believe that there's a reward coming, and it may not be too far away. Amen. I knew of a lady one time who backslid after her husband had been lost for so many years, and the pastor said, what are you doing? Why are you backsliding? She said, I just got discouraged because he wasn't getting saved. And he went to the husband and got to talking to him, and he broke down and cried. And he said, you know, I've been thinking about getting saved more than I had ever thought about getting saved. She gave up too quick. Oh, don't cast away your confidence. Y'all understand? I wish I could preach better to you here tonight. Amen. Don't cast it away because you've already come through too much. But you got promises as well. But there's also something else even beyond the promises that God's given us. There's the second coming of the Lord. Amen. And there's going to be a faithful church that's glorious. Amen. And that is exalted by the power of the grace of God. Amen. There's a mighty church that's going to be ready when the trumpet sounds. There's a great church that's going to be ready when that blast goes and Jesus says, come up hither. And I just tell you, I'm confident that this church right here can be a part of that number that gets their crowns, amen, and is rewarded by the power and the grace of God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, could you just raise your hands and thank God? Glory to God. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, sir, help me. Yes, sir.
God was giving them the strength to fight on and to carry that shield when the devils are shooting right at like that. It was a joy. They had strength. A lot of times we just forsake our strength because we forsake our joy. Amen. Let's keep our joy. Let's keep our joy and our happiness, and we'll be able to fight on, until the end's over with. And then we'll shout the victory at the end and enter into the joy of the Lord forever. Don't give up. Don't give in. Amen. Hold on to that joy. Don't forget about how you felt when you got saved. Don't forget what the Lord done for you, when He's blessed you, when He's healed you, when He gave you the Holy Ghost. Don't forget about it, but keep on. When you have a trial, just shout on through and say, Lord, I'm glad for the joy. I'm glad I'm able to endure the afflictions for the Lord.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. And I tell you, if we look back and look forward, God will help us right here tonight to stay confident. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you ever praised your way out of a bad, gloomy day? Have you ever praised your way out of fear? Have you ever praised your way out of that spirit of intimidation? But God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind. Oh, yes. I believe God's wanting to build up some confidence here tonight. You know, you can witness, you can win souls. The devil knows how dangerous this church is. Amen. You say, well, Brother Lord, I don't know if I could testify or tell somebody about the Lord. Amen. Pray and let God lay somebody on your heart. Let God put somebody in your life. I know that you can win a soul. You need to be confident about that. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, does anybody else feel like helping me preach here tonight? Glory to God. I'm telling you, God's wanting to build up some confidence. I feel it in my heart. I really do. I know the Lord's wanting to build up your confidence. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath a great recompense, a reward. It rewards us now. It rewards us in heaven. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand and give God a praise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of our God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Well, I feel like telling somebody you can make it by the grace of God. And you can make it with confidence. And the devil has tried to intimidate you. Listen, if you failed, if you sinned, confess it, forsake it, ask God. But listen, don't let that take away your confidence. God is able to build up your faith and help you. Amen. Is there anyone that'd like to just say, Brother Lloyd, I need my confidence restored? Come on up here right now. Amen. I'm praying about some things. I'm battling some things. I want the confidence of the Holy Ghost put in my spirit and soul. Anybody? Anybody? I felt that on my heart this morning, that some needed to know that they was protected from perishing. But I also feel it that, you know, I know the devil will try to play with your mind on all kinds of stuff. Come on up here. Amen. God's able to help you. God's able to help you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I need my joy back. I need my joy back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, usually you just feel like, Brother Corey, don't ever battle. You know, that sometimes people battle in things that you would never dream of. And I appreciate him coming up here and admitting his need. That's a great thing right now. I appreciate all these others. There's somebody else. Somebody. There may be somebody you wouldn't even dream battling problems. Amen. Come on up here. Amen. Defy the devil. I wished I could have preached better to you, but the Holy Ghost can move in this altar service right now. Hey, Brother Chris, come on up here. God wants, the devil's fighting you. Amen. God wants to help you. Amen. That's right. Come on. Come on. I'm not gonna let this get me down. I'm not gonna let this overcome me. I can't do it. That's the way Paul was. I have to admit, I don't understand some of the things Paul went through. But he said, what then? I will rejoice. He said, I'm gonna praise God anyway. I'm not gonna let this take my confidence away. Come on. Hey, man, if you feel like praying with somebody, pray with them.